The modern mechanical refrigerator works on the principle that a liquid absorbs heat when it turns to a gas. The gas carries away heat during evaporation, leaving a cooled liquid behind. Since heat flows from warmer bodies to colder bodies, a vaporizing liquid cools objects that are in contact with it. Pressurized liquid refrigerant leaves a storage container under high pressure. It flows through a metering device containing a length of narrow tubing where the pressure drops and the liquid vaporizes into gas. As the gas enters the evaporator, it has a lower temperature than it did as a liquid. As the refrigerant passes through the coils of the evaporator, it absorbs heat and cools the inside of the cabinet. The low-pressure refrigerant vapor is pumped into the compressor. The compressed vapor, now at an elevated temperature, flows at high pressure into the condenser. Here it is air-cooled. As heat is transferred out of the refrigerant into the air, the gas returns to a liquid state. Warm air is expelled by the refrigerator. The refrigerant is collected in the storage tank, ready to begin another cycle of refrigeration. A thermostat, connected to a temperature sensor on the cabinet, controls the compressor and maintains a constant temperature inside the refrigerator.